Good evening. Hope y'all are doing well. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Excellent. I just told Sean Henderson that the efficacy of prayer is not based on the number that gather, nor on the frequency or the fervency of our prayers, but upon our Savior who himself is efficacious. So it is a joy to be gathered today. Question 116 of the Heidelberg Catechism. Why is prayer necessary for Christians? Have you ever considered that? Why is it that prayer is necessary? And part of the answer of the from the Heidelberg Catechism, question 116, because it is the chief part of the thankfulness which God requires of us. Now, I know we just celebrated Thanksgiving. We've been perhaps thinking a great deal about thankfulness, but we find gratitude, thankfulness to God at the very heart of the Scriptures. And it's not something just for Thanksgiving. The Apostle Paul, reflecting upon the glory and the wonder of God's coming in the flesh, our Savior Jesus in his incarnation, says, "Thanks be to God for the indescribable gift." When I was about 7, perhaps 8 years of age, I remember that my father gave my mother a very special Christmas gift. She opened this box, and inside was some type of jewelry. I can't remember now what type, but it was, to my mother, indescribable. She couldn't speak. She was thrilled to the core at this marvelous gift. And I often think about that as I think about this passage of the Apostle Paul as he extols the Lord with joy and thankfulness for the indescribable gift of the Savior himself, of the incarnation. Thanksgiving is at the very heart of Christmas. Think of Mary pondering all these things in her heart. Are the angels appearing before the shepherds in great praise and adoration for the glory of the gospel of the promised deliverer now incarnated? Or of Simeon holding that child with deep satisfaction and joy and thankfulness in the Lord? You know, the giving of thanks is at the very heart of the gospel. It's at the very heart of Christianity. Think about how the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 1, as he describes the descent of man, how the chief component that led to a continued demise was a failure of rendering thankfulness to the Lord. In Psalm 50, there is a link between thankfulness and prayer. Verse 14 and 15 of Psalm 50, where the psalmist gives words of an exhortation and encouragement, offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and perform your vows to the Most High and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. Here there is a great promise, a promise for those who know the Lord, who are looking to him, who are trusting in him, that in the day of trouble, they can call out to him, and that he is a God who is able and mighty to deliver his people that indeed they may rejoice in him, they may glorify him. But what is the precondition, as it were, of this precious promise of God's help in trouble and of his mighty hand of deliverance? It is the giving of our joyful thanks to the Lord, to offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. And this sense of thanksgiving is more than just a ritual. For that phrase in verse 14 continues, "And perform your vows to the Most High." As a boy, this was probably more like 12 or 13 now, I remember my grandfather, he would always call thanksgiving, thanks living. It kind of irritated me as a little child. But I really come to see, as in even in keeping with this passage of Scripture, that my grandfather has it right. That true thanksgiving leads to a life of thanksgiving, a life dedicated to the Lord, a life wanting to glorify him, to live for his praise and his honor, a life of seeking to be obedient and being courageous for him. And certainly the reformers understood that at the very heart of the gospel and of living the Christian life is our giving thanks genuinely from the heart to the Lord. Are we not, as Christians, to be the most grateful of all people? Do we not understand how, from what we have been redeemed, both of our own life and habits before we knew the Lord, but as well as the destiny that awaited us of sin, the wages of which are death and separation of God's judgment? And how much have we received? Blessing upon blessing, every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies are ours in Christ Jesus. I was visiting the other day on the 8th floor of Baptist Hospital, and there was this quote that said, "A measure of a man is not in his resources, but instead in his attitude towards God." Baptist Hospital, 8th floor was the quote the other day. They change it every day, and often it's intermedical. It isn't officially related to Baptist. It's indirectly related. Maybe they can get away with it, but it was there. And it's this very idea of our having an attitude of thankfulness, an attitude of joy in our prayers that leads to a life of obedience by his grace. Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and perform your vows to the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. As we read in that Heidelberg Catechism, question 116, why is prayer necessary for Christians? Because it is the chief part of the thankfulness which God requires of us. Well, let us begin our prayer time with a season of giving thanks to God for who he is, for the great things that he has done. Let our tongues not be silent. I encourage you to pray aloud, pray silently with those who are praying aloud as we express our joy and praise. Thanks be to God for the indescribable gift. Let us go to our God together in joyful praise.